Meanwhile, Helmuth had deduced that some one particular lensman was the cause of all his setbacks, and that the lens, a complete enigma to all Bosconians, was in some way connected with Aresia. That planet had always been dreaded and shunned by all spacemen. No Bosconian who had ever approached that planet could be compelled, even by the certainty of death, to go near it again. Thinking himself secure by virtue of thought screens given him by a being from a higher echelon planet named Plur, Helmuth went alone to Aresia, determined to learn all about the lens. There he was punished, to the verge of insanity, but was permitted to return to his grand base alive and sane.
"Not for your own good, but for the good of that struggling young civilization which you oppose."
Kinnison reached Prime Base with the all-important data. By building super-powerful battleships called Maulers, the patrol gained a temporary advantage over Bosconia, but a stalemate soon ensued. Kinnison developed a plan of action whereby he hoped to locate Helmuth's grand base, and asked Port Admiral Haynes for permission to follow it. In lieu of that, however, Haynes told him that he had been given his release, that he was an unattached lensman, a gray lensman, popularly so called, from the color of the plain leather uniforms they wear. Thus he earned the highest honor which the patrol can give, for the gray lensman works under no supervision or direction whatever. He is as absolutely a free agent as it is possible to be. He is responsible to no one, to nothing save his own conscience. He is no longer of Tellus, nor of the Solarian system, but of civilization as a whole. He is no longer a cog in the immense machine of the patrol. Wherever he may go, he is the patrol. In quest of a second line upon Grand Base, Kinnison scouted a pirate stronghold upon Aldebaran I. Its personnel, however, were not even near human, but were wheelmen, possessed of the sense of perception. Hence, Kinnison was discovered before he could accomplish anything and was very seriously wounded. He managed to get back to his speedster, and to send a thought to Port Admiral Haynes, who rushed ships to his aid. In base, hospital, Surgeon Marshal Lacey put him back together, and, during a long and quarrelsome convalescence, Nurse Clarissa McDougall held him together, and Lacey and Haynes connived to promote a romance between nurse and lensman.